you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, what up, what up, podcast party people? How you doing, man? It's been a minute. I had to step away. It was my birthday week, and then I was going camping for a week, and just had too much going on. I had just too much going on to even do a podcast. And my throat's a little rough. I just sang today for the first time in a week and a half. And because what am I trying to say here? Oh, because I'm doing press now on Tuesdays. Tuesday's normally the day that I do the podcast. It's like the one day that I kind of got free. I'm not rehearsing. I'm not, you know, and the podcast takes a lot of time. It's like a fucking, you know, especially when it's a guest who I might know. It's like a four-hour endeavor. Doing the write-up and the intro and the interview and sending it off and blah, 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 you know. So, yeah. So for the last 3 weeks in a row, I've been doing press for the new Machine Head album of Kingdom and Crown. Starts at 10 a.m., which means I got to leave my house at 9 a.m., which means I got to get up bright and early. And then I'm doing press till like about 4. So I'm just like, by the time I'm done at, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours later, I'm like answering the same questions over and over and over again. Well, you know, Phil Demmel said this back in 2018, and you know, what Phil Anselmo, and you know, oh my God. Like, I'm like, it's, you know, this is 4 years in a pandemic ago, 6 years in a pandemic ago. Like, What does this got to do with the new album? Like, let's talk about the new album. No, that's the way press is. Press wants those bites, sound bite, blah blah blah, you know, shit talking. And you know, after all these years, I can kind of see these coming from a mile away. I know that's all they're gonna be. I could do a whole interview or just nothing but positive things then, and then it's always the end of the interview when they ask questions like that too. So what about two last questions here? Which I always think is funny. Two last questions, like they're just kind of casually, like they didn't plan these controversial questions specifically at the end of the interview. Like, oh, I just got two last questions. Anyway, I've been doing press on Tuesdays, and you know, it's just been too much. And then I didn't even remember. I was going to just do it. Today's Monday when I'm doing this. It's going to come out Thursday. But, yeah. So I'm doing press. And I got to say, it's going pretty good. About every other interview is the guy at one point, or the girl at one point, will be like, this is the best album you've ever done. It's crazy. You know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, they're just like, it's fucking holy shit. And I'm like, fucking hell, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And people definitely seem to be excited. It's just a lot of interviews. It's so many interviews, and I'm just kind of, I needed that break. I didn't even realize how bad I needed that break. I needed the break. I needed the break away from the interviews and just the tour prep and the record prep and just all of it. I've just been immersed in Machine Head for fucking ever now. And just to step away from it, if you didn't know, it was my birthday on Tuesday, and then we had kind of like a birthday electric happy hour on YouTube, which was awesome. I did some violence songs. I did some Forbidden Evil songs. My earlier bands that I was in prior to Machine Head. So it was kind of like birthday bash / Rob Roots. It was fun. It was super fun. And then what else did we do? It's quite thrashy. Quite a thrashy happy hour, that's for sure. And then I came home and I had a party that night. I actually had a party at my house. Fucking raged. Oh my God. I never stay. I'm like, even when me and Ginevra are like just kicking it at home and like we drink, like I'm never up past 11. Like I'm in bed by 11 o'clock latest. You know, if I stay up to 11:30, it's a miracle. And we stayed up till 1:45 raging. The next day I wasn't even really hungover. I was just exhausted from going to bed so late. And then I woke up very early still. So, but it was fun. Had a bunch of friends over, drank, raged, laughed. And then, a couple days later after that, we went camping. And we went camping for 7 days. Went up north near the Oregon border, which is about 6 hours north of here. And, it was fucking awesome. You know, the thing this is a state park that we stay at, and it's gorgeous. It's called Bernie Falls. And there's a lake at the bottom of it. You can wakeboard. And then there's the falls, which are Bernie Falls. And the falls alone are just magnificent. It's one of the most incredible things. Huge waterfall, just so powerful and, you know, such an incredible spectacle to look at, soak in and just, you know, the power of nature. And you're sitting there fucking, every time we go camping, and we camp there a lot. And, when I go up there, I wake up early every morning and I just walk up to the falls, which is a good, you know, the campgrounds are pretty far. Like it's a good half a mile to could be a mile at sometimes. You know, depending on where your campground is. And I walk up there and I meditate and I kind of just sit, listen to that. That sound is like hypnotizing me. That's the of the waterfall. And, fuck, it's awesome. And I've made some big decisions about my personal life or Machine Head life. Like just sitting at those falls, like, just fucking thinking about shit. And so we were there for 7 days, got there, went way, just every day, just wakeboarding and wake surfing and drinking beer and sitting in the sun and swimming. And there's a rope swing over in this one kind of around the corner from the main entrance of the launch. And dude, the rope swing, I mean, my kids went fucking, it's crazy. Like I do the rope swing like once or twice and I'm done. I'm just like, my core is sore, about to cramp. My arms are sore. It's like, they're out there just doing it like 20 times a day. It's crazy. Like, it's just insane how many times a day they do it. Kids are fucking strong, man. And, we do that. And then sometimes we just float. Just like we take the life jackets. Cause I got a wakeboarding boat. I don't have like a regular boat. It's like just for wakeboarding and wake surfing. And we take the life jackets and we fucking stick them on like a diaper and just jump in there with a beer. You got your hat and your sunglasses and just float in the lake. Ugh. It's heaven. It's so good. It's so much fun. And so do that. And then we get back after a long day of that. Cause we'll be out for like, you know, sometimes we'll be out for fuck like 5 hours. You know, it's a long time to be in the sun and just doing shit. Fun, but you know, you come back and you're tired. But the thing that's awesome about, I highly recommend camping at a state park, no matter where you are. If you're in America, like you should camp in a state park because it's controlled by whatever state you're in. And dude, it's way better. Like the campgrounds there are so well kept. They've got nice bathroom. The bathrooms are cleaned every day. You know, like they're fucking, it's got, they got showers. They've got individual shitters, you know, like not, you're not shitting right. Like actually the one where I was, I'll tell you, this is funny because where we were, the bathroom, there was two bathrooms, but the closest bathroom to our campsite was like a smaller bathroom that didn't have showers and just only had like two toilets per thing. And you'd go in there and it had one pisser and then two shitters, and the shitters are right next to each other with seriously the lowest wood, you know, little barricade between it. Like if I like just kind of peeked up, I could see like the top of the dude's head, and I was like, oh Jesus. And you know, like if you stood up, right when you stood up, you could see, you know, you could see three different campgrounds right outside the bathroom. And if they were looking at the bathroom, like you're looking at the person who's looking at the bathroom, like, and you've got the door in front of you, but the door is that low. And so I went in there. I went in there. So I kept on, I don't know why I'd go in there to go pee. All I want to do is pee. Like all I feel like I have to do is pee. I'm just like, oh, I got to go pee. And then I get in there and I'm like, oh shit, I got to take a shit. Fuck. All right, I'll go in there and I'll take a shit. And inevitably, within just sitting down, another dude comes in to take a shit. And like I said, it's just the tiniest little piece of, you know, 3 foot high wood. And, you know, you can see the dude's feet. You can see the other guy's hair. And they were both just sitting there. You know, you're camping. It's not like music's in the bathroom or anything. It's just total silence. And just two dudes sitting next to each other doing this. Blow. And it's just like, it's so hard not to just fucking laugh while you're doing it, because you're doing it and they're doing it and it's just so quiet. I'm like, oh my God. And my kids wouldn't even go in there after a while. They're like, it's just too awkward. I can't deal with it. You know, but I fucking, for some reason, kept on going in there only thinking I was going to go pee. And then I'm fucking sitting, next thing you know, I'm sitting next to some dude, I don't, a stranger, just going, splash. Anyway, yeah, so there's enough of that. And finally I was like, learn my lesson. I could just go to the other one. If you got to go pee, even if you just got to go pee, just go to the other one. So, yeah, did that. It was great. God, we brought the cornhole. We were playing cornhole at the campground, and the campgrounds are huge there. Like really, really big. They're really big campgrounds. And you know, we go midweek. Like we're all about the mid. We're the midweek. I don't like you motherfuckers that come in on the weekend. I don't even want to be around you. Like it's all about the midweek camping. No one's there. It's so great. Campgrounds half full. You know, it's awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, yeah, we did that, and just every morning we'd get up, we'd drink, and then we'd come back off the lake. And most of the time I wouldn't take a shower, but every once in a while I'll take a shower. Cause I like to just get grimy. I'm grimy when I'm camping. And then we'd sit there and we'd make dinner and we'd eat, and then we'd start a fire or we'd usually play a game. We'd play cornhole. We played poker. Or no, we played Texas Hold'em one night. We played, Egyptian Speed or something like that, which is, I forget, it's a gift. My kids taught me the game. We played Spot It, which is just like a kid's game, but I love Spot It. It's so good. And we played Exploding Kittens one night. And so it was fun. So we do that, but most of it was cornhole. Like we were just crushing it. We played so much fucking cornhole. And if you don't got a cornhole game, I highly recommend getting a cornhole game because it's great. Such a good game. So fun. So we did that, and then I bust out my Grayleys, my Grey Goose and Baileys, and. Oh, it was good. Drink one. I try not to drink two of them because I usually had, you know, two or three beers on the lake and my craft beers. But I more than not ended up drinking two of them, and woo, getting toasty, getting tipsy. And then we're building fires, and I'm sticking, and then we sing that outlaw song, put another log on the fire, whip me up some bacon and some beans. And if you never heard that song, it's fucking amazing. It's so goddamn good. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? And boil me up another pot of tea. So put another log on the fire and tell me why the hell you're leaving me. Such a good song. It's fucking hard to find too. You got to find that shit like Spotify, or it's not in Spotify. You got to find it on YouTube. But we sing that, and then we don't listen to music because we always listen to music too late, and then we get noise complaints from the fucking state patrol police, park police, which happened on the first night because we stayed up late, and it was like a Monday. And so then we were like, fuck it. We don't need music. Listen to music on the boat all day. You know. But the best thing, you know what the best thing is? About going up there and camping. No internet. No Wi-Fi. No emails. No phone calls. You're in the dead zone. Dead zone. That's it. Nothing. You are off the fucking grid, and it's amazing. That's the part that helped me the most. Disconnecting from the internet, from Instagram, from emails, from fucking, I don't got Facebook, but from, ugh, God, all of it. Just needed a break, man. You know, you're just up there and you're just talking to normal people and shitting next to strangers and drinking with your buddies and your family. And my son Xander's 18 now, which is not a legal drinking age in California. It is in some states, but not California. Yeah, but in America, I think it's 21 or 18. Over Europe, sometimes it's like if you're tall enough to reach the bar. And you know, we knew he had been drinking a little bit, and we had actually been telling him, like, look, when you get 18, you know, we're not going to encourage it, but we're not going to, you know, just keep it under control. And, you know, at the campground, we're just like, ah, fuck it. You know, like, we kind of just limited it. They were like, hey, 3 beers. So he tried, you know, I drink coffee stouts and coffee porters and flavored stouts and flavored porters, like usually coffee or peanut butter or something, you know, not overly sweet. And then, but I'll also drink hazy IPAs. I'll drink some Kolsch's, and I had a bunch of those with me. And so the first night he drank, I was just like, go ahead, grab a beer. You can go for it. And he did. And he was just like, ew. He was like, this is gross. And I was just like, no, it's not. No, it's fucking great. And that beer costs like that one can is like fucking $4 for God's sakes. So, he was like, ugh. And then I had a couple other beers. So he drank that. He drank a hazy IPA, a tropical hazy IPA that someone had given me on my birthday. And he didn't like that either. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do, when next time I go to the store, I'll just pick up a couple of, like, I'll just get some simple beer, like Coors Light, Pacificos, you know, like just simple American beer, not a Bud Light sucks. Fucking headache in a can. Headache in a bottle. Miller Lite. I used to like Miller when I was younger, but I don't know. It's got a weird flavor to me now. I was always Coors Light. Coors Light was just not, it was just better. Something about it. Not so sweet. Like some of the light beers especially are too sweet. And so I got him some like just basic beer, and I got him a Mexican beer. I was like, I'll give you, not a Corona, but I'll get you a Pacifico. You know, with lime, throw it in there, kind of mix it up, let you taste that. So I gave him that, and he liked that. He was like, he liked Coors Light the best, which I thought was funny. And then he liked Pacifico with lime second best. And so sat there drinking with him, and he got, I don't know, I wouldn't say he got drunk, you know, at 18 and 200 and fucking whatever pounds, my big galoot son, 6 foot four big galoot son weighs. But, yeah, he got buzzed. You know, he got a buzz. It was funny. And one night I like handed him a beer and my, here, have a beer. It was like crazy. Like, it was crazy drinking with my son. Cause that was really the first time we'd ever done that. And I didn't do that. I was telling him there that I never drank with my dad until I was 36 on my bachelor party, the night of my bachelor party. I'd never drank with my dad. Isn't that crazy? Like, even when I was 21, cause we were like not, we were around seeing each other and I was like on tour and I went on tour early and I wasn't, you know, I was kind of, you know, I was coming out of my teens and I was pissed at my parents. So I was like, fuck it. Anyway, but you know, I had a couple talks with them like, hey, like, look, man, I'm not going to encourage you to drink beer, but this isn't going to happen when you're at home and you gotta like learn your boundaries. And, you know, especially if you're going to be paying somebody for doing it, you should at least, you know, try have a couple of options out there. You know, I just want you to have some choices and make some good choices. So, you know, he was limited to 3 beers at the campground. And, cause I'm like, you know, like when I was 18, Jesus Christ, the fact that we've kept him, you know, held that off, kept it at bay drinking. Cause Jesus, when I was 18, I wasn't having no 3 beers. I was, oh my God, I don't even want to start on what I was doing at 18. So it was, it felt good. And so then we, then I would drink the Grayleys and then I would go to bed. And I always went to bed first. Ginevra stays up late. Ginevra would stay up late every night. I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. Fucking, I'm done. I've been driving the fucking boat all day, towing people and fucking inner tube and wake surf and wakeboarding. And oh, just wakeboarding so much. It was killer. And then on the last night of the camping trip, I came in. I was going to bed. I was like, laid down. Next thing I know, she was coming to bed. And I was just like, oh, you're coming to bed. And then she came and she was like kind of sad about something. And she climbed onto we got separate air mattresses. As I was like, look, I've been married to you. I don't need to sleep next to you. Like, you know, and when we're camping, like, I know you love me. Like we can have our own space. Every time you move, I don't want to feel the whole air mattress plop up and fucking. So, we sleep separately. She came onto my air mattress and she was like, hey, we're hanging out. Next thing you know, it was like, oh my gosh, like we're about to have relations. We're going to have some relations. And I got to say, man, something about, I know somebody wrote in, I forget who it was. I want to say it was Kevin Fischer or Ivan Fischer talking about how he had his magical air mattress that he found that him and his wife have relations at, you know, super late at night when all the kids have gone to bed and when they're camping. And there's something about relations when you're camping on an air mattress in particular, that's just like you got a better mojo flow going, you know, like you just can move around a little differently. Like, it's good. I was like, holy, it was fucking, it's pretty mind blowing actually. So it was a good time. A fucking great trip, much needed. I was hanging out there with Dean, who was my bass player in Violence. Him and I have been camping together fucking forever, 25 years now. And so, yeah, we had a good time. It was a great time. And then I came back, and today was my first day back. We got back last night. I was like, fuck it, I got to get my grind on. I took my boat in to get repaired because my fucking boat fucked up. Fucking got a huge leak, fucking water coming out, fucking all just didn't sink. We kept on riding it. We just like, fuck it. I don't care. Fucking floor's getting soaked. But, so I took that in. I came and I jammed today. We're doing a Burning Red 23rd anniversary on this Friday for Electric Happy Hour. I've got Aru Luster coming in, the original guitar player from the Burning Red era. Hopefully Jared McEachern makes it. He's sitting at home with COVID right now. He got COVID. Still going around everywhere. Keep masking up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And, yeah, so. Yeah, so we're hoping it happens. I just said, Aru, come out here. You know, I'll pay for you to come out here, and we'll just rehearse, and, you know, we'll do all the, put you up and whatever. And so, yeah, hope, fingers crossed, 23rd anniversary, Burning Red, full album playthrough. He's going to play guitar on it. And we're going to do a bunch of Supercharger songs because he was on Supercharger. So we're like, fuck it. We got 2 hours to fill. Let's just fucking do them jams. Plus some covers that we used to do back then. And then the week after that is the Burn My Eyes 28th anniversary. Chris Connors is going to be on the drums. Unfortunately, Logan Mater is going to be out of state and won't be able to make it. So it'll be just Chris, Jared, and I. And then, dude, we're going on tour. Wheeze is going on tour. Yeah. That August 5th Burn My Eyes one, that's going to be the last Electric Happy Hour. That's going to be the last Electric Happy Hour for a while. I think the next Electric Happy Hour is going to be New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's how long it's going to be. New Year's fucking Eve, bro. So, yeah. 4 month break. August 5th is the last one. But then we'll still be doing streams. We'll put up some streams from the tour. You know, every once in a while, I'll do a free one up on Facebook or Twitch or something. I think what we're going to do is we're going to broadcast all of them for subs only on Twitch and then take them down after the stream is done and then put them up on Nugs. But it'll be live on the day of the show. And it will live on Nugs after that. Nugs.org or .net, not Nugs.net. It's kind of like where all the jam bands put their shit up. But Metallica, a couple of metal bands are on there, Metallica, shit like that. So we're going to try and really mix up the sets a lot on the tour because we got the record dropping August 26th of Kingdom and Crown. Pre-order that. Pick it up the day that it comes out if you don't want to pre-order it. Yeah. Stoked on this. So excited for the record. I'm excited for people to hear it. I just want you to hear these songs, man. Very excited. What else? That's about it. Yeah, going on tour. Pick up some tickets. We're going on tour in Europe first, coming to America after that. Coming to America. Those aren't on sale yet, but I'm just giving you podcasters a heads up. I can say this, though. Like I said, there is no guest today, and for the foreseeable future, there will be no guests. It's possible that I might be doing, like, short interviews, like very, very short, kind of just off-the-cuff hangs. Definitely going to try and do some road updates where I just like talk to the band or talk to the crew or talk to whoever and just like, you know, tour stories and like what's happening and shit like that. I think the podcast, at least for the foreseeable future, is going to take on a bit of a different animal. I am going to stay consistent with it though and still drop it on Thursdays. But yeah, it's probably just going to be different. It's going to have to be. Like, I'm just not going to be able to have, especially on the road, I'm not going to be able to have an hour and a half long conversation with somebody and then do a 30-minute intro. And then, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I'm not going to have the internet. I'm not going to have the consistent, you know, all of that shit. So we'll see what happens. But Don't worry, it'll continue on. It'll just evolve. And then at some point when the touring, you know, I get like a break from touring, I will then, of course, focus on getting some more interviews. In fact, I'm going to focus on lining up my guests, because that's the part that's been the hardest, especially with all the press and everything else. Just getting the record launch ready and the tour, it's just, I just don't have the fucking time to focus on, you know. I mean, I'm lucky that I got a couple of, you know, publicity people now are reaching out to me to get stuff, but it's just now a matter of fitting it in the schedule. So, but that's the latest and the greatest. Thanks for tuning in and hanging and chilling and rocking. I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I am going to wrap it up here. So, ladies and gentlemen, as always, peace out. Late. No fucking regrets.
No fucking regrets.
With Rob Flynn.